The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The delivery of the popular weight loss injection Mounjaro has been paused in the UK because people are rushing to stockpile the drug before Trump's price increase comes into effect on Monday. I'm joined on the line by Enda Brady, presenter of TRT World. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and congratulations on your news. I look forward to speaking to you at weekends in the spring.
And I'm looking forward to the weekend. It'll mean a lot of work, I know. You know, those Saturday night, Friday night dinner parties will have to happen on Sunday night. But anyway, and by the way, I have to scotch the rumour that Trump had anything to do with my moving. And secondly, I am not running for the presidency.
I was just about to ask. What are you going to do Monday, Friday?
Anyway, Enda, this Mounjaro controversy, tell me about it. I mean, Trump is behind it.
Yes, he is. And it's having a huge impact here. So I'm just going to give you the financials behind this. So as it stands right now, the largest dose you can get of this weight loss jab, Mounjaro, in the UK, 15 milligrams, it was costing £122 per month. Now, that's for your 15 mg dose. That's the highest dose available. Under Trump's plans, so he's putting pressure on the manufacturers, an American pharmaceutical company called Eli Lilly. Your £122 a month sterling will now be £330 a month. So you're looking at a price rise of up 170%. And yes, it's absolutely shocked people over here. There are 1.5 million British citizens on this type of weight loss drug.
That's extraordinary. 1.5 million people on this type of weight loss drug. And, you know, you're likely to try to buy this stuff online at a lower price, but you're also likely to be scammed.
Yes, exactly. So there's a huge market. Criminals obviously have noticed just how popular this is and everyone's trying to get hold of it. And you need to be very, very aware of buying this online because what you may be getting may absolutely not be Mounjaro or its rival Ozempic as well, which is made by a Danish company under the brand name Wegovy. So 1.5 million people in the UK taking these weight loss jabs. And as of September the 1st, unless something happens, and I can't see Trump backing down or the manufacturers giving any other discounts, they will be paying significantly more for it.
Now, tell me about the people who've been stockpiling. I mean, if you've had great success with one of these weight loss drugs, and it seems it works for maybe half the people, if that, it works very successfully without nausea and side effects. And then for others, it works, but it's a bit uncomfortable to use. But people are saying, this is good for me. I've lost 3 or 4 stone or whatever it is, and I want to continue to get down to a normal, healthy weight. They've been worried about this and the costs, so they're stockpiling. What are the pharmacies saying?
Well, the pharmacies are part of the problem as well, because, of course, they've been stockpiling. We've seen this coming. People in the pharma industry read news like the rest of us. They watch the TV, they listen to the radio, and they get the papers. And they've known full well that Trump had the pharma industry in its sights. So big pharma company suppliers over here in the UK have been stockpiling. They've been buying more of it to get it in. People who follow the news and could see this coming, who use these weight loss jabs, they too have been stockpiling. So the end result is there's a shortage in the UK and a lot of people very, very concerned about the pricing going up from September the 1st. It's an awful lot of money. I mean, to go from £122 to £330, as I say, price increase of 170%. And it's all part of what Trump calls most favoured nation drug pricing. And his argument is, you know, why are people in America paying a lot more for this? And he has called Europeans freeloaders. That's how he's referred to people in the UK.
Finally, I should ask you about that. I mean, Keir Starmer has enough problems, I suppose. But is this available for people who are diagnosed with diabetes, for example? Is it available on the NHS? And therefore, the price increase wouldn't make any difference to them?
So it's not going to affect the NHS. My understanding is they have their own separate pricing arrangement with the pharma company Eli Lilly. So the NHS, because it's so big and it has so many people using its services, they are set in stone with the pricing they already have. And Eli Lilly say they won't be changing that agreement. But 9 out of 10 people in the UK, who are using this, the 1.5 million people taking weight loss jabs, they're all going privately. They're going to private chemists and private pharmacists. So one in 10 are getting this for free on the NHS. So it's a much, much smaller margin. And I think what that tells you, Pat, really, the numbers, 9 out of 10 going privately, they're the kind of people who don't actually have diabetes and are going off their own back without any clinical diagnosis from a doctor, going and saying, I want to try this weight loss jab.
Extraordinary times we live in. Enda Brady, presenter with TRT World. Thank you very much, Enda, for joining us. Now, at least 23 people, including 4 children, were killed. Dozens more wounded in the bombardment, according to Ukrainian officials, when hit once again by overnight Russian fire. All but one of the dead were in a 5-story residential building that was completely destroyed. The Ukrainian forces said Russia had fired almost 600 drones and more than 30 ballistic and cruise missiles, which was the biggest attack on the capital this month. The US Special Envoy on Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, said Russia's egregious attacks on residential areas threatened the peace that President Donald Trump was pursuing. Tom Sufi Burridge from ABC News has more.
In terms of the numbers of drones and missiles fired by Russia, this is the largest aerial bombardment, the second largest, sorry, aerial bombardment by Russia of the entire war. It is also the most deadly strike on Kyiv in a month. So, you know, the destruction in downtown Kyiv is extensive. I know the area very well, where at least 2 ballistic missiles fired by Russia plunged straight into, causing huge damage to residential buildings right around that area. We know from European officials that a European Union delegation building where its staff work in Kyiv was badly damaged in the attack. We also know from the UK government, a British cultural institution funded by the UK government, its building was also damaged in this attack. The death toll has been rising through the morning. It is now 18 killed, amongst them 4 children. The youngest is a 2-year-old girl.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged drone strikes for weeks now, but this is the first attack on Kyiv since a flurry of diplomatic moves over the summer, including President Trump's big summit with Vladimir Putin. Is Putin trying to send a message here?
Well, the message is clearly that Russia is going to continue this war. I mean, there is absolutely no indication that Russia is willing to stop the war, despite everything it says. I mean, there has been a kind of typical mixed message from the Kremlin this morning saying we're still committed to the negotiations for peace while we continue our war, although they don't even use the word war. They use the term special military operation. Look, European leaders have slammed Russia after this attack. We've heard from French President Emmanuel Macron. We've also heard from British Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying Russia is killing children. And also the Finnish president, Alexander Stubb. Remember, he was one of the European leaders in Washington last Monday, just after that summit between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. And Alexander Stubb has developed a real rapport with Donald Trump. And he, in his post online, Stubb is saying, look, you know, what is needed now is tougher action against Russia. And I think that is also the message from Ukrainian President Zelensky. They are looking towards the United States for action on sanctions. President Trump has promised it before, but in recent days, he hasn't been threatening Russia with tougher economic measures, which Europe believes could turn the tide and force Russia to actually negotiate a deal which Ukraine could accept.
Extraordinary times, because it looks like that Donald Trump is back in Putin's pocket after initially appearing to criticize him. And then instead this week he criticized Zelensky, talking about 2 to tango and all of that. That report came from ABC News.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.